put away the tank tops and pull out the sweatshirts. Because summer is behind us and football is among us. Good evening and welcome to the from Bad Axe, Michigan for week one of high school football in the state of Michigan. You're listening to the WLEW Sports Network and I'm your host, Clark Ramsey, for tonight's broadcast. Alongside of me tonight is a true professional. He even has a license to prove it. Please welcome Dave Hansen.
Thank you, Clark. It might as well be Christmas for us because this is our favorite time of the year.
Tonight, it is the Pirates of Harbor Beach and a Greater Thumb Conference crossover on the road going against the legging of the Bad Axe Hatchets. Last year, it was a high-octane offensive shootout. We'll see what tonight has to offer.
Yeah, last year, if you like defense, you came to the wrong place. I think 100 points scored between the two teams. We'll see what the rematch here looks like tonight.
It has been 279 days since we last broadcasted from the state semifinals as the Ubley Bearcats took on Pawama Westphalia in what could be considered the worst playing conditions witnessed in a long time. The complete opposite could be said tonight as the Harbor Beach Pirates take on the Bad Axe Hatchets.
I remember talking to Paul Adams, and I remember telling me I think it took him all summer to thaw out. So if that was the worst, then this is absolutely the best.
Tonight marks the 48th time the Hatchets and Pirates have met on the gridiron, with Harbor Beach leading the overall series 26-21. They've actually split the last two games with Bad Axe, winning two season openers ago, 20-6, but both squads look a lot different than they did 730 days ago.
There's no question about it. We can talk to coaches, we can go to practice and watch, but this is when we can actually learn what these teams are going to give us and actually make some predictions going forward, seeing what they provide for us tonight.
Coming up on your WLEW Sports pregame show, we will take a trip across the region with our other area games, host our media roundtable, and take an in-depth look at our game of the week, the Bad Axe Hatchets hosting the Harbor Beach Pirates in the 2017 season kickoff, right here on the WLEW Sports Network.
For over 30 years, a group of highly trained tire and car repairmen have been in battle against vehicles with mechanical problems. If you're having trouble with your motorized vehicle and you need help, call Kynith Tire, otherwise known as the K-Team.
Cars and trucks and SUVs, we fix them all, we guarantee. Tires and brakes, engine repair, K-Team will make a car go anywhere. Stop in today and get them all changed. Let the K-Team fix your car and make your day. Kynith Tire is second to none. We on the K-Team can't be outdone.
So if you need help with your vehicle, RV, camper, tractor, or ATV, whether it's tire or auto repair related, call Kynith Tire, otherwise known as the K-Team. Call 810-376-AUTO. Kynith Tire is located at 3680 Rangeline Road, Deckerville, Michigan.
Hey kids, it's back to school time.
Yeah.
Hey parents, it's back to school time. Listen everybody, it's time for back to school deals from Thumb Cellular.
Yowzers!
Now, through September 30th, Thumb Cellular has some great back-to-school deals. You can get 25 bonus gigs of data, a free $10 gift card for iTunes or Google Play, and great discounts on almost any phone. The Samsung J3, LG Fluid 2, and iPhone SE are free on a two-year contract. Don't forget to check out their hot new phones, like the Samsung Galaxy S8 and S8 Plus, and the iPhone 7 and 7 Plus. Stop into any location of Thumb Cellular in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, and Sandusky and check out all the back-to-school deals they have to offer. Thumb Cellular is your place for back-to-school deals and fun. No wonder they're the talk of the Thumb.
Terms of service apply.
For everything to do with hunting, visit Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe. Just look for the 40-foot-tall log cabin showroom located on the east side of Bad Axe. Randy's Hunting Center has crossbows by Darton, Wicked Ridge, and 10 Point, along with scopes, arrows, and accessories. Archery specialists are there to get you shooting the same day. Stay warm and dry in handmade cedar blinds in all sizes. Randy's Hunting Center has over 4,000 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns in stock, including the new Ruger American Rifle and 450 Bushmaster. Randy's Hunting Center has over 100 variations of this bow-action rifle. It is a legal alternative in a shotgun zone and is fully capable of 3-inch groups at 300 yards. And yes, it's legal for deer hunting in the lower Michigan Shotgun Zone. Don't miss the 25th annual used gun auction being held at the Woods and Water Weekend at the Amalie City Fairgrounds on Sunday, September 10th, starting at 11 a.m. Over 125 rifles, shotguns, and pistols will be sold to the highest bidder. A complete auction list is available at randyshuntingcenter.com. It's all happening at the Woods and Water Weekend, Sunday, September 10th at the Amalie City Fairgrounds.
Hi, I'm Randy Brown. Get your best deal at Randy's Hunting Center at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 989-269-GUNS.
Tonight's presentation of the WLEW Sports Network is being presented by Thumb Sailor, the Talk of the Thumb, Conic Radiator and Air Conditioning, Moore Shoreline, your Chevrolet and Buick dealer in Sebring, DS Services of Cass City for all of your agricultural needs, Rainey's Hunting Center of Bad Axe, 269-GUNS, Midnight Madness and Kineth Tire of Deckerville, McVeigh Insurance Agency, Bayport State Bank, Thumb National Bank and Trust with six locations to serve you, Moore Motors of Caro, Casey Yon of Farm Bureau Insurance, ensure better health, better life. Are you sure? Cellular and internet services for this broadcast are provided by Thumb Sailor and their blazing speed of their 4G LTE network. Make the switch today and become the talk of the thumb. This game broadcast is a copyright presentation of the WLEW Sports Network. All rights are reserved. Any reproduction without the express written consent of Thumb Broadcasting Incorporated is strictly prohibited. Clark Ramsey, Dave Hansen, Kayla O'Neill, and Doug Cole with your call tonight in what is a yet another season of high school football in the Thumb of Michigan. The road to Ford Field always has to start somewhere, and what place better than in week one with some pre-Labor Day football? I'm Clark Ramsey, your host for tonight's edition of the WLAW Sports Network. For his sixth season to the right of me is the one and only Dave Hansen. In the previous five seasons that we've been calling games together, Dave, we have been on hand to broadcast our local teams while they brought in home one state championship, five semifinal appearances, four regional championships, and five district championships.
You can't hardly beat that. We have been very fortunate to call some really good games and some very nice venues as well. But you didn't mention, did we have any accolades in there, or did I miss those?
I believe we were voted the number one sports broadcasting team of WLAW in 2014.
Awesome.
Didn't win it in 2015, so no. I don't know what happened there.
Nah, that's all right. I just wondered if we had any in there. You didn't mention that.
Nothing there. This marks my seventh season in the booth for the WLEW Sports Network, but the secret weapon that Dave and I have that no one else has is without a doubt our Director of Sports Information, Doug Cole. Doug traverses the interstates and highways from Livonia, Michigan each and every week for us so that Dave and I can sound like we know what we're talking about. But in actuality, it's Doug Cole who is taking both offensive and defensive stats simultaneously, all while feeding us information of what is happening during the game. He joins us for his fifth season with us. Hello to Doug.
Hello, guys. It's trust me, it's worth the trip every time. It's so much fun recording statistics and being with you guys. I'm looking forward to my fifth season here.
I tell you what, we are glad to have you back because you are priceless to us, Doug, so we appreciate everything you do.
We would be sweating a little bit more, Dave, than we already right now without Doug, that's for sure. So with Doug Cole, that makes three of us in the booth, but our crew would not be complete without our Director of Media Relations and Social Media, the keeper of our game log, a tweeter, poster, and originator of the Panorama Football Field Shot. Please welcome back Kayla O'Neill for her fifth season with the WLAW Sports Network. Hello, Kayla.
Hi, Clark. Thanks for having me back again. I didn't know if I was going to get the boot now that I'm a mom, but here I am. I'm excited to see what this season has in store.
Well, I'm glad to hear Kayla has not changed her segment in 4 years. Kayla has shortened. Kayla had a shortened season with us last year as she was pregnant throughout the entire season. Now she actually has to carry some equipment this year. It was less than 2 weeks after the broadcast season ended that Kayla and her husband Jay welcomed their daughter Sailor to the world.
Yeah, and actually I was hoping that we would have five in our broadcast booth tonight, but so I'm disappointed that she's not here, but we're glad that Mom and Dad and Sailor are doing well.
Yes, indeed. Tonight, our 2017 campaign begins with week one coverage from Bad Axe, Michigan. Harbor Beach at Bad Axe as you're listening to Sports Radio 102.1, home of the WLEW Sports Network.
What's better than a hometown bank you can trust? A hometown bank with cutting-edge features.